All right, it's the YouTube acted challenge. They had to take a video on YouTube, make it into a monologue, and do the monologue. First up is Bacchus Bryson doing a video by Jimmy.
Hey guys, it's Jimmy! It's been forever since I made a new video. Last time I did a video, I got lost in the woods. But obviously, I found my place back for all you haters. But I'm here. We just didn't have internet for a while because I was short on money, but we're back! Anyways, Jimmy had his first day back at school and I hated it! It sucked! It's all because I woke up on the wrong side of the bed! I hate when that happens because shit gets serious! Jimmy had to take a shower and get all wet and clean and smell nice because he couldn't take a shower when I got back. I just want to go to school dirty! Grandma Opal said, Jimmy, eat your special K for a special boy, and I should shut the fuck up, Grandma! You go figure your asshole! Where's my cookie crisp? I want cookies for breakfast, bitch! And she scolded me. She took her belt off and smacked my ass! That bitch! Anyway, today just sucked at school. Like, at lunchtime, this was the worst time. Cause it was lunch, and I got my food, and it was chicken nugget day. Jimmy loves chicken nuggets. And there was this girl, one of the popular girls, all pretty. And you know what? Jimmy's a little stud, so Jimmy got his chicken nuggets, and I walked over to the table. And this girl started looking at me. And her hair was all long and blonde, and was looking at me. And I wanted to offer and be nice and offer my food. I set my tray on the table and put my hand on her knee, and I was like, excuse me, you whore. Would you like my chicken nuggets? And she looked at me, and she said, rape! Rape! And she was creating a spectacle! And everybody was looking at me, and I was like, no! My dick's in my pants! My dick's in my pants! Then Jimmy ran. Jimmy was running away, and then the principal came after me. And then shit got serious again! Jimmy got sent to the principal's office on the very first day of school! I was a bad little boy, but really I wasn't! I was trying to be nice, I really was! Long story short, the principal called my grandma Opal, and I got suspended! That geriatric bastard! I'm lucky I didn't get in trouble before lunch, because there was gym class, and I guess it was open court. So you know what? I was minding my own business, and just bouncing the balls on the court. Basketballs, you pervert, not testicle balls that go on penises! Anyway, so I was bouncing the basketballs, minding my own business, and there was this group of people, especially this really tall black kid, and he threw the basketball right at my face! And he said, you're a big white cracker, fuck! And I turned around, and I got mad. I looked at him, I said, yeah? Well, you're a big stupid ninja! You're a stupid ninja! And he looked at me, and he just turned his back. That's right! I'll call you a big stupid ninja if you mess with me! Jimmy supports the pirates! You don't mess with Jimmy! Anyways, Jimmy got back at home, and Grandma Opal grounded me! And every time I get grounded, I gotta wash the dog, and of course, the first thing she says is, Jimmy, go outside and wash the dog! I said, I don't wanna wash the dog! She says, Jimmy, you get out there and wash that dog good! You go out there and wash that dog real damn good! I said, no! She's like, you wash the dog clean, Jimmy! You wash the dog cleaner than a virgin's vagina! And I had to go out there and wash the dog, and I hated it because that dog is so frisky! Anyways, I'm gonna have to go because I'm not supposed to be making this because I'm grounded. But right now, Grandma Opal's watching Oprah, and when she's watching Oprah, she's like in this trance. She doesn't know anything that's going on around her. I could walk up to Grandma and piss her in her face, and she'd still be in awe by Oprah's magnificence. Well, I guess I'll go now. Maybe I'll go to the neighbor girl's house and peek through her window. Maybe she'll take off her underwear! Yay!
Oh, Bogus. Did you love this?
I love Jimmy. It's the insane driver, dude.
I don't know anything about that. I've never seen Jimmy until today. But since you've seen him more, maybe you should go first.
I love that this was, like, crazy little boyish. The first one wasn't as strong as the rest of them were. But after that first little section, it got really good.
Yeah.
It did get a little flat for me around the gym part, for me at least. Or it wasn't as fun as everything else. Because my favorite was the blonde girl, the principal section. Let's see, what else? I think he meant to say called instead of caught. When he said called Grandma Opal, he said caught Grandma Opal. I heard that.
Or maybe he caught her.
Well, this is when the principal... Okay, yeah, maybe.
Maybe the principal caught her.
Hmm.
I agree. It got stronger the longer when I first I was like, oh, I don't know about this. And then you got into it and I really liked it.
It's funny.
But I think this was a good job.
It was.
It was a strong performance, mm-hmm. I think. Do you have anything else you want to say?
You should have done Insane Driver, but nah. If there's nothing.
Next time do Insane Driver, Bogus.
I'm done.
People now. Okay, done. Next up is Gavarok Thevenor doing a video monologue by the Angry Aussie.
G'day, viewers. Welcome again to Wangafat Wednesday, where I tell you what am I not giving a fuck about today. Let's just go with today, reality TV, generally, never been into it, any of it, let alone as low as it's sunk these days. Some people will argue things like the original Survivor or The Amazing Race, they're actually good shows. Never wasted time watching them, there's enough quality scripted drama and comedy to take up my time without wasting my time on this shit of making idiot people behave like performing seals. But there's one in the news in Australia this week. Australia's Next Top Model. There's a couple of things that disturb me about this. There's one thing this show has going for it. No Tyra fucking Banks. It's an Australian version. But probably to me the most disturbing thing about this show is it's the highest rated locally produced show on the pay TV networks. Thanks, Australia! My opinion of humanity was not low enough already. But this week was the finale, when they unveil which clueless bimbo is about to be given 5 seconds of joy and then a life of complete obscurity. Cause no one from any of these fucking shows has ever gone on to a career. I digress. The winner was announced this week, and the first bit of drama that I did not give a fuck about was they go, ooh, radical move, instead of the judges deciding the winner, the audience rule. You know, popular vote, i.e. one of those numbers you dial in to pay money, and we get another benchmark of the stupidity of the viewing public that people pay to do this again and again. Biggest scam going. Good luck to anyone who can get an audience to pay for this sort of shit. If you agree, dial 1300 I'm not stupid and put your vote in. It only costs $5 a go. I so wish I could have that in place. But I don't. I'm being ironic. Sarcastic even. So that was the first thing that some people tried to say was, ooh, that's controversial. That's not something anyone with a brain fucking cares about. But in a moment of mild hilarity, but still in the not giving a fuck about, the big unveiling, the host reads out, and the bimbo who wins is, and she read out the wrong name, which is kind of funny because it was going out live, which is kind of, you know, that's the only thing that makes live TV worth it. It's like the only reason some people go out to see live acts. They want to see someone die on stage. Not necessarily literally, but they want to see a comedian bomb badly and just turn into a quivering wreck. They want to see an actor in a play fluff their lines. They want to see an opera singer sing bum notes, because people are evil when it comes down to it, and I'm right there with the evil. So possibly the only entertaining thing this show's ever done is, fuck up their one critical moment. They've been building up to it for weeks, it all leads up to this one moment, and they fuck it up. To me, there's some humour to be had in that. But my God, online, and in the trash tabloid media, they're just going on and on. Oh, it's a travesty. Oh, how could they do that to the poor girl? Oh, Bimbo A thought it was her when it was really Bimbo B. Bimbo A's life is ruined. Bimbo A's life was ruined the moment she thought going on a fucked up show like this was in any way going to contribute to a positive life. Insofar as if reading the wrong name counts for anyone, anything, nobody with as much as two functioning motor neurons gives a fuck!
Zelena.
Yes?
I want you to know you're a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
They don't tell you that on Happiest Competition, do they?
No.
Okay then. That means our show's better.
Yay!
So what do you think of Gavarok?
He sounded naturally conversational, which helped. The accent was okay for me for the most of the time. I did hear... Is he American?
No, he's Australian.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's actually... Okay.
Why did you hear an American accent?
I heard something. I'm like, maybe his accent dropped or something, because I heard, like, something a little American. I'm like, okay.
That's weird.
I need to watch H2O more now.
Yeah.
His mic was bugging me a lot. I don't know if it was for you or not, but it was topping.
Yeah, it was topping a lot.
Yeah, that was...
Maybe too much topping.
Yeah, because, I mean, I usually have my volume really loud, and I had to turn it down a lot.
Oh. Maybe if you weren't topping so much. But, like, I liked how you're, like, disturbs me about this. You said that very conversationally. I thought you did a good job of keeping the same tone as the original. So I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The topping did bother me, though. But I think that you'll be fine, because I think this was still pretty epic.
Yep.
I don't have anything else to say. What about you?
That's all I really have.
All right. Done. Next up is Pot doing a video by Brental Floss.
Okay, so I love my iPhone, y'all. Loves it, loves it, loves it! It has great apps, it's fun to use, and I like Apple in general. But there's just one thing about it that fucking shapes my thighs. The autocorrection of my spelling. I'll be honest, the imaginary keyboard on an iPhone takes some getting used to. There's a learning curve, and the vast majority of people who use iPhones need some autocorrection. If you don't believe me, turn off the autocorrection setting and see how many times you're backspacing. Apple helps you out by replacing obvious thumb mistakes like thunb, for instance. Thunb is not a word and is very unlikely to be a proper noun, so good job on that one, Apple. Very intuitive. But then, there's a whole bunch of commonplace words that Apple is apparently trying to fucking boycott! For instance, hell. No matter how many times you type it in, the iPhone tries to censor it into heel! Hell is a place, Apple! Are you trying to go there? The same is true with shit, which is annoying. But it's not just dirty words. If I want to say lame, Apple tries to change it into lane! Lame is a fucking word, Apple! Here, I'll use it in a sentence. Sometimes, Apple is lame. Okay, so it's not a day-ruining experience, but when you're trying to quickly send a text, or quickly send an email, or God forbid, quickly word process on an iPhone, it adds to your level of stress, and adds to the amount of time it takes to do something quickly! You may say, but Brent, autocorrect is a setting. You can toggle it on or off if you don't like how it works. But no, I need a little help because you decided to pioneer the first keyboard you can't fucking feel! Which is like wiping your ass if you can't fucking check the paper, God! The Apple website says the iPhone learns when you use words frequently. Oh yeah? Then how come after typing hell this many times in a row, it still tries to make it heal? So please, take some advice from one of your most outspoken fans. If you want to stay competitive in the smartphone industry, maybe make your phones a little less retarded! Thanks. Jeez.
What'd you think, bitch face?
What?
What'd you think, bitch face?
Why am I being called that?
Because it's a pet name for you. I call Faded Faded, and I'm calling you bitch face.
That's not very nice.
It's in term of endearment.
Like hell it is.
It's because I love you, Zelena. And you're super hot. And every time you call me sir, I'm gonna hit on you more. So maybe you should think about that.
Okay.
And you're not as easy to make uncomfortable as Faded though, so. Pot, I thought out of everyone so far, you captured the personality of your character the best so far.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this. What did you think?
I liked it. Side note, I have to see this guy's stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
It was hilarious.
I've never seen Brental Floss before, but I quite enjoyed it.
Me too. He went a little bigger than the original, but I liked that about it. Like for the loves it, loves it, loves it. He had a little vibrato there, and I kind of liked. Yeah. And I really liked that right there.
His gay vibrato. When Pop yeah. stayed at my house, he just talked in that gay vibrato the whole time.
That had to be fun.
Yes.
But yeah, I liked it. I mean, it went a little bigger, but it still stayed true to the character, or to the reviewer.
I liked it as well, Pot. I thought you did a great job. Do you have anything else you want to say, Zelena?
No, I'm good.
Done.
Done.